All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We're doing the Sagara family as part of Retro Week. So let's go ahead and get started. I have no idea where the hell I am at in this game. It's been a long time since I've played. I don't even know if I'm close to the ending or I fucked everything up. We'll find out in a minute. One sunny afternoon. It's so peaceful. Really? Arisa and I enjoyed tea while talking about nothing in particular. An afternoon filled with gentle sunshine. Everyone left for school and work. Yes, but Arisa starts to say something. What? What the? Today is Sunny's day off. She doesn't have to work. The door opens and I can hear the peaceful afternoon disappear in an instant. Wait, let me explain! No excuses! A nostalgic scene from the 70s is reenacted. Prepare to die! Pow! I see some stars. The gold one is my mother, and the silver one is my father. Wait, I can't die yet! Shut up! Pow! The heavenly lights guide the angels to pick me up and take me to the Lord above. Justice prevails! Don't lie! Well, I guess my endurance got better after living here for a while. I bet that you just broke my jaw. I heard a cracking noise. Just be glad you still have your nose, you frickin' sex offender. Sex offender? Exactly which one is she talking about? Wait, I don't have anything on my record. But I do admit I have some things I'm not proud of, but is that really my fault? Of course, if I can, I would have liked to have starred in a nice, pure love story. But this is a Bishoujo game I'm starring in. Hey, who are you calling a sex offender? You moron. She's for real. The look in her eyes says she's really for real. Tell me what I did. Don't play dumb. I know you took all of my expensive designer seduction underwear. Oh, Yusuke, I never knew you liked pretty underwear. Wait, please don't jump to conclusions, Arisa. What do you mean? Who else would take them? You know, Miss Sunnie, there are many people in this world who walk around neighborhoods with magic hands just to steal underwear. And just tell me which magic hand can reach into a drawer. Maybe a special one? From the future? Oh, and I suppose that came from the pocket of a cat-like robot. Pow! Oh, I can count all the colorful stars, red, blue, and orange. If you had told me, I could have let you mine. Oh, I think you are. I said, hey, I don't have a thing for underwear. Then tell me you stole my collection in my second from the bottom drawer in the far right corner, composed of white, black, yellow, purple, red, black, white, in that order, all costing $928 without tax. My. Aris is impressed. She slowly sips her tea. Like you have that many opportunities to use them. What did you say? Besides, I didn't get to use them at all yet. And that's a sad fact, too. Take this! Pow! 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 She slugs me until my face changes and I'll need surgery for my mom to recognize me. It's too bad I never took that class on how to flee from a mounting position. That should do it. Sunny claps her hands and stands up. Well, I think. I can't tell because all I can see is a blur. It's not me. Shut up, you pervert! Pow! The final blow. This girl is a weapon of mass destruction. I'll give them to you because I don't want to wear something you touched, but if you do it again, I'll kill you! You freak of nature, from today I'm naming you the official pervert of the year! How sad. Oh, I'm losing consciousness. I feel something soft on the back of my head. Oh, I'm still alive. Are you okay? I feel something cold around my eyes. I think it's a wet towel. And the feeling on the back of my head. Actually, even more, what's this soft, bouncy feeling on my cheek? The towel is removed. Aris appears into my face, but a round mound blocks the view. Oh no, you're all beaten up. Your good looks are wasted. Well, I don't think they're in the way, but no, of course not. Okay, open wide. Ah! Aris's finger goes in my mouth. In my mouth? Oh no, you have cuts all over. I'm going to stop the bleeding, okay? I feel a gauze pressed against my mouth. The insides of my mouth taste like metal. Dumwi Ahan? Arisa? How sad. Don't call me dumb. I'm taking care of you, aren't you? Aren't I, rather? I fifi hey that. I didn't say that. A hey hat? You wanted to become a farmer? No. Don't say silly things. Oh, and han for who? Hi? Oops, can you tell? She understood the most difficult one. And here's a question. What did I say? The answer will be revealed later. Arisa takes out the gauze, laughing. Okay, it looks like the bleeding stopped. Thank you. You're welcome, but taking Sanae's underwear, don't you think that was a little dangerous? I didn't take them. I know. Arisa giggles. But it's hard. Sanae, although she's like that, she's the most pure out of all of us. Pure doesn't mean violent, Arisa. It's because she's pure that her expression becomes primitive and direct, I guess. Yes, but she's not honest with her feelings, so that's why you take all the damage. I don't quite understand. You don't have to. And she starts giggling again. But how does almost slugging a thief to death connect to being pure? If only I could be as opinionated and strong like her. Aris's face clouds up. I lie there on her lap because she hasn't told me to get off. Is something bothering you? Come to think of it, Arisa gets depressed like this lately. Usually she's very gentle and kind, but... Well, it's nothing really. If something's on your mind, I'll listen. Thank you, but I'll be fine. Arisa. Arisa sighs and smiles again. I guess you're fine now if you're being so talkative. My legs are falling asleep. Oh, sorry. I pull my painful body up. Well, you shouldn't take a bath today, okay? Okay. Arisa gets up and hurries upstairs. Why is she in such a hurry? Sunny's underwear are missing. Just to make it clear, it wasn't me. And Arisa's depressed. I don't think the cause is me, I hope. I wonder what's wrong with both of them. I'm concerned. I'm concerned as hell. I should keep an eye on them. I nod to myself. Ouch. Ouch, even my neck hurts. Wobbling, I go up to my room. Not only am I feeling dizzy, my teeth hurt too. The answer to the previous question, you're doing this on purpose, right? At Cafe Dreadnought, Sunny looks outside the window with a glum face. Her shift is just started. The way she sighs doesn't look like her usual self. She looks like she's looking at the people walking by, but in fact, she's not looking at anything. What she's looking at is within herself. Her heart, which she can't control, and the guy who makes her lose control. Another sigh. I did it again. That's right, Sanae. It looks like you did it again. Manager, you can tell? She's surprised, because she never told anyone about her feelings. Even to this manager, who seems to understand it all. Sure I do. I can smell blood on you. What? Sunny starts and looks down at her hands. There she sees. Blood. Not her own, but somebody else's. Red blood. No, there's no way. I washed my hands before I started working. She hears the manager's voice inside her head. It's strange how a person's blood doesn't easily come off. And you know that, and yet you still hit him, don't you? Losing yourself to the violent beast inside you. No, no! It's true. Look at your feet. She looks at her feet. She doesn't want to, but the manager's voice holds power that she can't resist. There's blood on her feet. Just by its color, Sanae can tell whose blood it is. It's his blood, bleeding, because of you. No! She wakes up with her own voice. Shaking with fear and sadness, she looks at her feet. The floor is clean. The mosaic walnut floor of Dreadnought. Of course, there's no blood, or on her hands, either. It was a dream. I guess I fell asleep during work. Sunny, you look tired. You can rest in the back room if you want. The manager's voice comes from behind the counter. Because of the dream, I almost scream, but I hold it in. There aren't that many customers, and there isn't an urgent job to do, so go ahead. Once I calm down, it's the usual manager, the nice, calm manager. Although it bothers me that he won't show me his face. I'm fine. I'm sorry. I dozed off. Well, dozing isn't good. But you're usually a hard worker, so I'll let it go. But it's a fact that you are tired. You need to take care of yourself. Yes, indeed, I'm weird lately. I can tell, it's not like my body's exhausted, but my heart won't listen to me. I didn't mean to fight with Yusuke. It's a fact that my underwear are missing, and I do think he's fishy, but I didn't mean to beat him to a pulp like that. Why? Why do I turn so violent in front of him? Why? Why does my language turn vulgar when I talk to him? If I don't like him, all I have to do is not talk to him. I can just stay away from him. I'm losing control. I was hoping you could take a break, but it looks like we have some customers. Please attend to them, son, eh? Yes, sir. I respond cheerfully in hopes of ridding the gloomy feeling. But this is not real glee. What are these people? So let me confirm your order. Tibetan tea, yak milk yogurt, lamb with Lord Nelson's blood and hardtack? Oh, you don't want hardtack. That's what they ate during the Civil War. And I think the Revolutionary War as well. That's all they had to eat. It's pretty much like chewing on bread that's like so hard. It's literally called hardtack. It's terrible. You'd never want to eat it. No matter how rude a customer is, I'll treat him like I would any other customer. But why are these people so overly friendly? Sunny-hei, come back soon after you turn in our order, okay? We came all the way to see you! The clothes they wear are normal, but they're all wearing the same thing like they bought them together. Like they copied everything from a magazine clipping. Not that clothes matter, but these guys stink. I wonder if they even take showers. I can't even go for 18 hours without taking a shower. I'm still working, so... So that means you're free after work? What is he thinking? In fact, how do they know my name? My nameplate only has my last name. Quit it! You're scaring her! We can't cause her trouble, right? We came just to observe her closely. We just came to say hi. Observe. That way we're free to do whatever we want with her in our minds. By the way, in my setting, Sunny-hei is the Imperial Princess of Neptune. And their heads? A princess? Ew, gross. I look at their eyes. They look like fish. Where are they looking? She's tough-minded and stubborn, but yet she doesn't know the real world. The gap is very stimulating. Oh my gosh, I don't even understand their language anymore. I'm scared. Why am I surrounded by these people? Well, it is true that observing is enough, but... I'd rather take out and appreciate her at home. Take out? What does he think I am? Food? If this wasn't inside the store, I would slug them silly. But can I? Really? Those molesters on the train. I was really scared. Almost cried. But because I thought Yusuke was watching, I didn't want him to see me being overpowered by losers. That's what I'm saying, man. We should bring her home to my apartment. Heh heh. And let's dress her up. She'll be our own little doll. And she could dress up as a shrine maiden or a maid or even a gothic Lolita, and she can do this and that for me. Ew, he just stuck his hands in his pants and touched himself. He looked at me and touched himself. I'm sorry, there are other customers here. So, can you please... Yeah, tell them, manager. The manager's voice echoes from the back. But... Shut up, geezer. We're customers too, you know. We ordered something. Oh, You want to take it outside, huh? If you keep acting fresh, we're gonna burn down this store, you know? Suddenly, their attitudes change. Their eyes, they look like very dangerous criminals. I try to hold my knees from shaking. I can feel the manager's presence vanishing. Manager, you're going to desert your employee? Is the manager a god? I'm sorry, please hold up for a little longer. I can't meddle with customers, but I called for help. It'll arrive soon, so stay put. I thought I heard his reassurance, but I can't count on it. I need to run! You can't go back to the kitchen! Ew, please don't grab my arm! Let me go! Now, let's just wait until her shift is over. Then we can all go home together. I'll go home where? But these guys are men, too. If two of them tried to get me, I probably wouldn't be able to fight back. If they threaten me like they did the manager, I won't be able to do anything. They'll take me home by force. I get goosebumps. They're going to take me in. Sunnye, do you know these people? I can't believe it. Yusuke's here. Yusuke came for me. Sunnye's being harassed again. She looks like she's really disgusted with him. Why doesn't she beat them up like usual? What do you want? Stay out of our business! What's with him? Why is he getting upset on his own? Besides, he doesn't scare me at all. Sunnye is scarier. Yusuke, why are you here? Oh, I don't know. For some reason, my feet were heading this way. Come to think of it, I think I heard the manager's voice. Welcome. Whoa, you were here? Manager, are these people friends of Sunnye's? I don't think so. Then why is she still talking to them? She has other work to do, right? Hey, who are you? Butting in our business like you think you're the main character or something? Yeah, get out of the screen, loser! Please don't fight inside the store. I told you, geezer, to shut up! Well, I'm not really fighting. They're the ones who are just saying stuff. Well, please resolve it on your own. The manager places a long, old-looking case on the counter. What's this? As soon as I ask, the clasp unhooks itself and the case opens. Inside, there's an antique gun? There are two guns inside. Wow, they're gonna do it John Wick style. These guns are for duels. I can be the witness. Huh? What? Even the noisy jerks become quiet and stare at the guns. You mean we face our backs together, take 5 steps, turn around and shoot? Why do I have to... It's a tradition from the old days to have a duel over a woman. Wow. Man, we had times like that back then, guys. A woman? Meaning me? Hey, Sunnye, wipe that smile off your face. Besides, these can't be real guns. Although, they look pretty real. I pick one up and look at it carefully. Just then, a loud bang deafens my ears and the light above the jerks shatters. I can see white smoke coming from the barrel. Manager, do you want to make me a killer? Oh, I guess the trigger was loose. One of the jerks faints and pees his pants. The other jerk runs out, dragging his friend with him. Well, I'd be pale, too. Shit! I don't need some used bitch anyway! Where have I heard that kind of talk? Dude, how pathetic. Wait, do we look like we're a couple? Wow! Yusuke! No, I didn't do anything. Exactly, I didn't do anything, and I don't know why Sunny is looking at me dreamily. But it's a rare occasion to see her like this, so I decide to enjoy it. Oh yeah, I was in the middle of an errand. An errand? Oh, I was going to go to Aris's kindergarten to check up on her. When I say that, Sunny's expression changes into something scary. What? Arisa again? What's wrong? You look like you're wearing a devil mask. Shut up, idiot. I could have taken care of them myself. You're in the way, so hurry up and get out. Wait, stop pointing that gun at me. Okay, I'll leave. I run out. An upset Sunny and a gun are not a good combination. We don't want a closed game situation. Cafe Dreadnought. Indeed, it's pretty dreadful. I shouldn't go so near. I don't know what the heck happened, but ever since this incident, Sanye's attitude has gotten colder. Why? Did I do something wrong?